The only competition is you. This year, we won't be looking at other people. We won't do a whole lot of compare and contrast because we have to realize the only competition we truly face is ourselves. The first person we must overcome is self, that one looking back in the mirror. We have to realize that we have to put in submission all bad habits and things that does not lead to our success and fulfillment. If we have habits that do not keep us on point or help us grow each and every day, then those habits don't serve us. So we want to begin to replace those habits with positive things that serve us on our journeys to become the best version of self or to obtain some type of success or reach a certain milestone or build a legacy in life. We will no longer look at others as the fuel to get where we want to go. Because ultimately, sometimes doing that or like looking at them as competition is you really use as fuel. The real thing is we must grow internally. We must grow in within us first. And it's not that we have to find it outside of ourselves. It is that we have to remember who we are by seeking and searching within ourselves. All the greatness that we desire to have, which we wish to have, which we seek, is already within us. All things that we are capable of doing is within us. All skill sets we are capable of learning and growing is already within us. It's not that we have to go and grasp it from something else or somewhere else or find some type of mystical, magical potion in order to have this type of skill set or whatever it is that we're meant to do. It's really already within us. So the first thing we're going to do or work on this year is we're going to work on mastering self, because in that is so much strength and power. Knowing who we are, what we do, and why we matter, is there is so much strength and power. And us being able to learn that we are the greatest competition and the only competition we will face throughout life consistently is going to give us power. Because we no longer will worry about what others are doing and how they did it and whatever. We'll just look at how can we constantly improve. It's almost like an Olympian, a track athlete at that, that runs, of course, that does the 100 meter or the 200 or the 4x1, whatever the case may be in their particular event. If they're running that 100 meters, they are always racing against time and not really the person beside them. Yes, that person beside them can be used as fuel to push a little bit harder, but the reality is in order to become an Olympian, you have to qualify by your time. Your time is what you're competing against, and again, it's your time and not others. When you break a world record, yeah, you may have made the greatest record ever, but it was you constantly beating your own personal records. So this is what we want to do this year. We want to constantly master ourselves continuously. This is not like we do it one time, we turn a certain age and we master it all. We don't, because every new age we enter is something else that we're going to have to overcome. Some old habits that's going to rear their head and we're going to have to put them back in submission. And then we're going to realize some habits we do have, they could be positive, but they don't serve us in this new age that we enter. So we have to put those in submission as well and identify some new things that we need so we can continue to grow and progress like we truly want to. At the end of the day, when we start to do this work this year, we're going to find ourselves in a better state to be able to really take lead as we should. And as we compete with ourselves, we will be able to lead others, uplift others, and guide others, because we are constantly doing the self work. With that being said, I hope this serves you well. I hope it encourages you. And I hope at the end of the day, even though we're talking about doing this work and competing with ourselves and overcoming odds and that, I hope we realize that we have the power to do all of this work. This is why we have those challenges and we face opposition and we feel like it's a struggle sometimes, because we actually do have the power. We do have the ability, and we are being tested to show and bring forth that greatness within us. So don't be discouraged by anything. Don't be discouraged by today. Yeah, I know you listening to this, and it may be a particular day that's giving you energy, that you feel inspired, and all of those things. But listen to this again when you're not going to be in that same mood and same feeling, because feelings can be fleeting. And know that your power that you have is with you no matter how you feel. The greatness that you have is with you no matter how you feel. It does not matter the feeling that you have. The greatness that's in store with you will always be in store within you. We just have to choose to use it. We have to choose to acknowledge it. We have to choose to apply it. We have to choose to grow it, to practice it, to rep it, and to use it. And we can do those things if we do it based on principle, based on belief, based on actions, not necessarily based on a feeling. You are great. You will remember your greatness, and this year will be your greatest year. Peace and love.